Simin Tezayin. We'll be doing the entire Simin today. Shear Tale Shechayiv B'tzitzis. What is the shear? How large does a beged have to be in order to be chayiv in tzitzis? So the Machaber says, Sheyiskase ba ba'orach of a rochav rosho v'rubo shel cotton. In order, it has to be large enough in length and width, in both directions, to cover the head and the majority of the body of a child, Hamasalach Levado Bashuk Vein Tzorach Acher L'Shomer, who walks alone in the street. Mishtabur says that means a 9-year-old. It's got to be that it is large enough, lengthwise and widthwise, to cover the majority of the head and the body of a child who is 9 years old. That's what the Machaber says. The Ramah adds a condition. The Ramah says, V'oz chayev v'tzitzis, only then is it chayev, v'davka k'sheha godol lovsho pa'omim aroi v'yotza bo lashuk. Only if the beged is large enough that an adult would occasionally wear outside. Meaning, this is not the size of a beged that an adult actually wears all the time outside. This is a beged that would cover the majority of a 9-year-old, and an adult would occasionally walk outside with it. He would not be embarrassed to walk outside with it. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah asks, if that's the case, a talis cotton, and most people would not walk outside just wearing a talis cotton. Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, remember, all you need is that an adult, meaning a 13-year-old boy, would occasionally walk outside wearing it. That would be called that a godel would occasionally walk outside. He also says that outside doesn't mean the marketplace. Outside means he'll just walk outside the door. He'll walk outside the door of his house and come right back out, right back in. So that would be enough. Therefore, a beged that will cover the majority, widthwise and lengthwise, the majority of a 9-year-old and an adult, at least a 13-year-old, would occasionally walk right out of his house with it. That will be enough to be mechayev b'tzitzis. What is that shear? There are different opinions. The Mishnah Berurah says that anshei ma'isa are careful that the tzitzis be an amma in front and an amma behind. It means it should be a full amma in either direction. Now, how about the width of the tzitzis? As far as the width goes, so he says that if it is an amma wide, then that'll do as well. The Mishnah Berurah discounts the hole for the neck. The hole for the head, he says that that is not part of the cheshbon. You need an amma before in front of you and an amma behind you, and we would not count the hole for the head. He does bring down that the hole should not be so big that you're left with just like a strap on either side. It's got to be that you've got a considerable amount of beged for the shoulders, and only then would it still be good. So the width and the length, what we really are saying is you should have a square amma in front of you, a square amma behind you, and you cannot count the hole for the head. It would have to be an entire amma without the hole. And with regard to the shoulders, they should be covered and not just have thin pieces of material on the sides. What if it is smaller? So the Mishnah Berurah says that at least it should be not less than 3/4 of an amma. At least not less than 3/4 of an amma in front of you and 3/4 of an amma behind you. The Mishnah Berurah also says, he brings from the Ari, that a talis cotton should not have sleeves. It should have room to put your arms out of, but it should not have sleeves. Now, what happens if it's got the shear, but you fold it up, and where it folded? The halacha is that the folding it does not take away from the shear. We do not have to say that, you do not need that you should have that amount of area covered at the time that you're wearing it. Whereas, what happens if you sew it up? That doesn't help. Meaning, once you sew it up, you've lost from the shear of the beged. All of this is for an adult. How about a child? We're later going to learn that a child, there's a mitzvah of chinuch to go and buy your child a pair of tzitzis. How big does his tzitzis have to be? So until bar mitzvah, it has to cover rosho verubo of that child. Just rosho verubo of that child. Whereas, once he's bar mitzvah, the day he's bar mitzvah, he gets the regular shear of an adult, which ends up being an amma by an amma in front of him, an amma by an amma behind him, and b'di'evit 3/4 of an amma. Now, what it said here, that it's got to be, the Ramah holds that it's got to be something that an adult would not be embarrassed to walk out in. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only referring to size. Whereas, what happens if it's a large enough beged? It's just not the kind of thing that people wear outside. That is not a problem. That's not what we're referring to. The name of this simen is the shear, the size of the tzitzis. It does not say that a beged has to be the kind of beged that you would walk outside your house with. It could be a beged that's made to be worn under your clothing, and you would never walk outside with it, not because it's too small, but just because of the nature of the clothing. Whereas the size has to be the size beged that at least the 13-year-old will walk out to the front of it, right just in front of his house, wearing. In the case of a child, enough to cover his rosh of aruba.